This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's summer. It's hot. It's the upper Midwest. I came across a clematis that I'd not heard of while perusing an organic gardening magazine. This plant, Clematis texensis, also known as scarlet leather flower, is a native of Texas. So why do I bring it up? Somewhat because I'm feeling like we're in Texas lately, but the other reason is that this Texas native offers a possibility for those of us up to zone 4. It's different from other clematis that prefer shade on their roots. This little beauty loves a southern or southwestern exposure and at least 6 hours of full sun. It's also drought tolerant and blooms only on new wood. That means you prune it every late winter down to 8 to 12 inches tall. And then in the spring, watch scarlet leather flower climb your trellis, your rose bush, your fence to 9 to 12 feet. Its flowers are 1 to 2 inches long, are outward facing rather than hanging down like most clematis. Good drainage is important for scarlet leather flower. If you have clay soil, add plenty of peat moss and compost to a depth of 8 to 12 inches, or biochar like we just talked about. Add a mild fertilizer in March and water weekly the first year. Once this plant is established, the roots will dive deep for moisture, making it drought tolerant. The flowers are very attractive to hummingbirds. The flower's beautiful colors make up for its smaller size blooms. There are several choices. Duchess of Albany is a cotton candy pink. Princess Diana is a deeper pink and more forgiving of some afternoon shade. For a deep cherry pink, Sir Trevor Lawrence looks great rambling over your shrubs. And then there's Gravity Beauty, one of the truest red clematises. When autumn arrives, whirly seed heads create a soft display. Check out GardenBite.com for a peek at these potential perennials and find Garden Bite on Facebook too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.